Now, boys and girls, last week we saw how Paul had been imprisoned in the city of Rome and how that gang of men, you remember, made a vow that they would never eat anything or drink anything until they had put the Lord's apostle to death. But how God had then come to the rescue of Paul through that little boy, you remember, who was the nephew of the great apostle Paul. And so Paul was taken away out of the city of Jerusalem by night, and he was, I suppose you would say, smuggled away down into the city of Caesarea, where he was to go before the governor of the Roman nation. Now, this week I wanted to begin to tell you what happened with Paul, or some of the things that happened with Paul once he arrived in the city of Caesarea, because he is going to be there for a good long period of time until God eventually takes him to the great city of Rome, as he said he was going to do. Once Paul's enemies in Jerusalem, of course, discovered that Paul had been taken to Caesarea, well, they were absolutely mad. And they decided that they would do something about it. That is, they would go down to Caesarea, to the governor of the Roman Empire, and they would ask for Paul to be brought back to Jerusalem again. And there, of course, they would put him in trial, they would put him in prison, and they would put him to death. So in 5 days' time, we're told that the high priest in the nation of Israel and all the leaders of the Jewish nation and a man called Tertullus, who was a very clever lawyer, they all went down to Caesarea to appear before the governor. Now, Tertullus, of course, he was one of those very clever kind of men. And so he started off speaking to Felix in a very flattering way. You know what flattery is? Flattery is telling people nice things about them that you don't really believe is true. And so he began to flatter Felix. He said that the Jewish nation were very happy that they had such a governor of the Roman Empire like Felix was. They were happy with all the rules and all the laws that he had imposed upon them. Now, none of that was true, of course, and Felix knew that none of it was true. However, he told Tertullus to go ahead and to say the things that he had to say. Well, Tertullus then began to accuse the Apostle Paul. He said that Paul had come to the city of Jerusalem, that he had caused an awful lot of trouble. He said that he had defamed the temple. That means he had said terrible things against the temple of God in the city of Jerusalem. They said that he was the leader of a group of people who were called the Nazarenes, and they were really against the religion of the Jewish nation. So Tertullus listened to all those things, Felix listened to all those things that Tertullus had to say, and then he turned to the Apostle Paul and he said to Paul, "Now you say your piece, you say what you have to say." Well, Paul simply said that he had done none of those things, and he said, "Felix, if you want to prove those things, send someone to Jerusalem and ask what has taken place there in these days." He said that he wasn't against the religion of his fathers. He says that he worshipped God in the way that God said men were to worship him when the Christ would come, when the Messiah would come. And so as Felix listened to all of those things, he knew that there was no case against the Lord's apostle Paul, and he sent the leaders away and he said, "Some other day we'll hear more about this whole affair." So Paul was left at Caesarea. The leaders of the Jewish nation had to go back to Jerusalem. And then, now, this is where you must listen very, very carefully. Then one of the most interesting things of all took place during those days in Caesarea. As Paul had preached, you see, as Paul had told them about how men and women were to worship God, Felix apparently had been listening. And so a few days later on, the Bible tells us, Felix sent for the Apostle Paul again. And he said, "Now tell me more about those things that you were speaking about." And the Bible says then that Paul began to preach, and he began to preach about righteousness, temperance, and judgment to come. Now, what does that mean? Well, he began to say, in fact, that there was only one person ever righteous in all this world, and that was Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God. That we are not righteous, that we are unrighteous. The Bible says, boys and girls, there is none of us righteous. No, not one. There is not one human being in all this world, doesn't matter how high they are or how low they are, doesn't matter if they're rulers or religious leaders or what, there is not one righteous person in all this world. Only Jesus Christ, the Son of God, is righteous. And if ever we are made acceptable with God, it will be by depending on Jesus' righteousness. The Bible speaks about us being covered or clothed in the righteousness of Christ. He spoke about temperance. That really means, I suppose you would say, selfishness. You see, we all want to live for ourselves and we all want to do our own thing. We want to save ourselves. We want to make ourselves right before God. And then he spoke about the judgment to come. He spoke about that day when Christ would return to the world and when he would judge the world in his righteousness. Now, the Bible says that as Felix listened to these things, he trembled. He trembled. He was frightened when he thought about the judgment of God, when he thought about his unrighteousness, when he thought about his selfishness. Felix trembled, it says. And then one of the saddest words in the Bible, boys and girls, Felix then said to Paul, "Go your way when it's more handy, when I've got a more convenient time, I listen to you again." He put it off, you see, boys and girls. And isn't it the truth that people, even under the preaching of God's word, yet, boys and girls, sometimes they can be impressed with the things of God. They begin to think about themselves and God. But along comes the devil, or up springs our own hearts, and we say, "Well, I'll think about it some other time." And that's just what Felix did. "Go your way, Paul," he said. "When I've a more convenient season, when there's a handier time, I'll hear some more." But the sad thing is this, boys and girls, we never ever read in all the pages of the Word of God that Felix found a more handy time. He never did. And he never, as far as the Bible tells us, never came to believe in Jesus Christ the Lord. So there were many things that were to take place at Caesarea while Paul was there. And remember this first thing, how he preached to Felix, how Felix trembled, but how Felix put off listening to what God had to say.